Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 197. This is Gamercast, recorded on the 9th of May 2010. And joining me is Adam.
Can I move now?
No. Also joining me is Catherine.
Hello.
Yeah, so we missed last week because we had, officially, we had a week off for the May Day bank holiday. Unofficially, I deleted the show.
We had some technical issues. You can say that.
The trouble is, I clicked my mouse so fast, I deleted the wrong thing. I was like, oops. And yeah, I couldn't get it back, because although it should have been kept in the SoundForge cache, it wasn't, for some reason.
Is it because Sony's
And then I tried some data recovery tools, but it wasn't there. Not without completely doing a whole, like, 12-hour scan over the drive, which I couldn't be bothered to do.
Is it because SoundForge is bad?
Well, it's not really anything to do with SoundForge, considering I moved onto the close
but
icon.
Shouldn't it have kept a cache of it?
No.
Oh, okay. So I bought all your fault.
When it's got a file open, it keeps a cache.
But it keeps when a you file... closed it, it would delete it, yeah?
It keeps a file on the disk. When I closed it, obviously it's going to delete it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was annoying, and we weren't going to re-record it, because we didn't really have the time to.
It's a pain re-recording what you've just said.
Yeah, I haven't had to do that yet, but I know you have before, Adam.
Yeah, it's pain, because you start thinking...
Oh, me and Adam have done it on numerous occasions, and then you get confused about what you've talked about.
And you remember talking about it, and it's like, now, did I talk about it the first time, or have I just spoken about it for the second time? And you start... this was before we even used show notes, so we started questioning what we were actually spoken about.
Hey, we've always used show notes.
Paul's always used show notes.
It's just our show notes aren't as detailed as Catherine's show notes.
Yeah.
And I very rarely actually get to see them on the screen when we used to record it over at your place.
Well, don't worry, Adam. Soon you will get to see the show notes on your computer in your web browser.
That'll be awesome.
Looking forward to it.
Now for the news.
Okay, first up, we're going to talk about Trapped Dead. This is apparently some sort of tactical, real-time strategy type game with zombies.
Yes.
Ooh. You do not play as the zombies. Instead, you play as two college kids who are like
trying to escape.
Guys, and they're trying to kill the zombies and run away.
It's a third-person isometric view, like pretty much most RTSs. But they're not all isometric, are they? Or are they?
Isometric just means they're 2D, only the graphics are drawn so it looks 3D.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, they
Most real-time strategy games now are just 3D.
Just a locked camera.
With a free camera, or a fairly locked camera.
But then this isn't like some kind of huge release title. It'll probably come out maybe on Steam, or even just on the internet at some point. But it's coming out late November this year, and apparently there will also be a co-op mode, which can have up to 4 players. So I guess maybe you'd take control of one person. There's not really much detail on the game as of yet, but we're looking forward to it, because anything with zombies is cool.
Indeed.
Yes. Okay, so Trackmania's been announced.
What's that?
It's a racing game. Tim plays it all the time. Well, he used to play all the time. So you get to make your own tracks.
I thought it was like a music game.
No, it's a racing game.
How silly of me.
But it's been out for like years, the Trackmania games. And they've now announced that they're releasing one on the Wii. It's coming out sometime in the summer this year. And this version is exclusively for the Wii. It'll have a few more little bits and bobs that weren't in the original. Rather than that, it's like same stuff. Racing game, get to make your own tracks. You share your own tracks as well. And you can edit tracks while you're... I think you can pause and edit a track. I think. I've never actually played it myself. But, yeah. So, yeah, and you can make challenges as well for your friends to do. But, of course, that will then involve Wii codes and all that stuff, which is too annoying, if you ask me. They should have a simple friend system on the Wii. Do you agree at all, Paul?
Yeah, but Nintendo aren't known for developing...
It's because they're child-safe.
Yeah, even that's a little rubbish. Because Xbox Live is child-safe.
I know.
I have no problem with my child running around massacring people in Call of Duty. It's perfectly safe.
What child is this?
Tim?
Hypothetical child.
Adam!
I can't move anywhere without it making a noise. I'm sorry.
You will be sorry.
Okay, so next up, last week, APB got an official release date, which is June 29th.
APB. This is that thing where I asked you last week, what the hell is APB?
And I told you about it, which was All Points Bulletin.
What's that mean?
You put out an All Points, an APB on people. So, like, police officers put out, or FBI agents put out an APB. FBI?
Where?
Okay, so it's coming out
here?
June 29th in America, and July 1st in mainland Europe, and then 2nd of July in the UK. I remember I was talking about this, because I was moaning because mainland Europe get their games before we do.
Meh.
But yes, so it's an online, open world, MMO kind of game. I don't think it's in an RPG sense. I still need to play the beta.
Hurry up.
I've got a key and I've logged in. And
we're talking about a game which I don't care about.
Okay, I'm just going to talk again about, not again really, but the paying system on it, if you remember me mentioning this before. So you can pay per hour. So the game you buy, which has a retail of $34.99, has 50 hours of game in it. And then from when that runs out, you've got the choice to pay $5.59 for 20 hours of play. Or you can pay $7.99 for 30 days unlimited. But then, of course, with the 30 days unlimited, that will last for 30 days, whereas the 20 hours, we imagine, will pause when you quit the game. And then you can just play that from whenever you keep on going, which I think is quite cool.
That's quite good if you don't have much time to play.
Almost the same price as World of Warcraft.
Last time you said that was good.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Well, I've changed my mind now.
Aww. But anyway, who knows if
you think about 20 hours of gameplay, look at like some games like Final Fantasy and other very long RPG style games that, you know, quote, we've got loads of hours of gameplay, that lasts you quite a long time. So if you're playing a game and you only get to play it half an hour at a time because you don't have much time to commit to these sort of games, that would last you quite a long time and that would work out cheaper.
Because otherwise, if you bought a 30-day package and you're only playing an hour a day...
Or even
But then if you play 5 hours every day like World of Warcraft...
I know, but you've got the 30-day package, or you can buy 90-day packages or 180.
Or I could just pay the same amount of money for World of Warcraft.
Yes, or you can play World of Warcraft. Okay. So next up, Grey Matter has... Well, which is an adventure game being created, well, in a story matter and probably design and a few other things by Jane Jensen, who brought us the Gabriel Knight games on PC. The game should be coming out the fourth quarter of this year, and it's been announced that it's coming out on the Xbox 360 as well, which is cool because there's not a huge amount of adventure games on the 360 bar Sam Max, Wallace and Gromit, and Axel and Pixel. Don't think they put any of the stuff out on there yet. But yeah, so it'll be an adventure game that you get achievements in, and she'll be cool because she writes well, and she's a lady, and it's cool.
Let's talk about The Sims. although this is a bit late. The Sims 3 will be coming out on consoles.
Well, we mentioned it on the website, so it's cool.
But most people just listen to the awesome podcast. Hey, everyone.
They should go on the website too. But still listen to the podcast.
Listen to the website and read the podcast.
And follow us on Twitter.
Leave me alone. I can get things wrong. So, yeah, Sims 3
coming out PlayStation 3, Xbox 360 later this year. There's also going to be a dumbed-down version for the Wii and the DS.
Yes.
Again, later this year.
And achievements in 360 version, which is awesome.
What about trophies? Trophies?
Who cares about trophies?
Sorry, I just had an image. You've just got an achievement. Your Sim went to the toilet.
500 gamers.
I bet there'll be an achievement for like playing it for like 50 hours or something.
My Sim peed itself. 500 gamers score.
Kill your first Sim.
The entire 1000G is for going to the toilet and not going to the toilet.
Yes, Paul. But yeah, so that's cool because I think it'll be nice on the 360. I imagine I'm going to pick it up because it'll be quite cool.
PC version. PC.
PC, yeah, but PC has no achievements.
What is this? A new Pirates game?
No, it's the same.
What? They re-releasing
They're it? They're releasing Sid Meier's Pirates on the Wii.
Oh, whoopee-doo-dah.
I'm not sure how it's going to work, but they're releasing it this autumn. And it's going to have all the same dancing and sword fighting and ship combat and all that stuff. For anyone that doesn't know, this is Sid Meier's Pirates that originally came out on the PC.
And Xbox One.
When do you reckon it came out, PC?
Years ago.
Was it... When was the Xbox out? 2001?
2003, maybe-ish.
2003.
It's well old.
Well, you can get it on PC in the budget range for $4.99. But they will be releasing it on the Wii. We don't. There's no confirmation yet of if they're actually upscaling the graphics at all. It might look exactly the same as the PC version.
It's a Wii. It's not. You're not going to get much out of it.
But they're going to probably add motion control with the sword fighting, and the dancing.
La-di-da.
But yeah, Charlotte really liked.
Yeah, I know. The Relentless Art Show 2010.
Yes, just a brief announcement that Relentless, who are the guys that make Blue Toad Murder Pass. And Buzz.
Oh, that's them, is it? It's a murder!
They've got an art show going on in Brighton, which I found out recently that they do every year at the Brighton Fringe Festival. And it's like a free art gallery exhibition thing that you can go to. And it's happening from... Well, it started happening from the 1st of May and finishes 23rd of May. And you can go and it's free. And it's done by 14 of their staff who have just done some art in their spare time. So I might be popping along in 2 weeks' time, I think.
Okay, Adam, what's this about Sony getting sued, even though this is well old?
Yeah, they're getting sued again.
Class action lawsuit over removing features from the PS3 in the last update, where they basically removed the ability in the chunky PlayStation to install a custom operating system, i.e. Linux.
Yep. One of the things they're suing against is the fact that because of firmware update 3.21, stated that they were going to be removing that feature from you, and if you had any information as in an operating system like Windows or Linux installed on your PlayStation 3,
just Linux.
You couldn't put Windows on it. It was
NT.
Just
I thought you could.
No, it was just Linux.
Can I just say, NT, the PowerPC version of NT died about 15 years ago.
Okay. Right. So anyway,
NT currently only runs on three platforms. x86, x86-64, and Itanium.
Okay, so, as Paul corrected me, basically firmware 3.21 stated that you must cancel the update to that firmware and uninstall all of your stuff so you don't lose the space, and then install in it. People are suing for the fact that you don't have to update, you can keep Linux on the system.
Yeah, but
it locks you out of all of the other features, and you can no longer sign into PSN Network because PSN Network locks you out if you are not up to date with the latest firmware. So all of the other features turned off. What they are suing against is the fact that their book that comes with it that says what the rights are to this PlayStation and yada yada yada, it does not state that they actually hold the right to remove things at a later date, as well as someone who's suing that it's not stated that the PlayStation 3 is actually a games console. It's an entertainment system that happens to play games, as well as many of the other things that it does, and that to removing some of these features is against what the console was originally sold for. So I think they're going to hammer them for it.
Well, the thing is, Sony, what it comes down to is Sony advertised it as doing this, and then they take that feature out.
Yeah.
So, obviously, people are well within their right to take that to court.
Exactly.
But if anything will come of it is unknown.
Because the thing is, it's not in the terms of service or the system software license agreement that actually comes with the console. There's nothing stating in there that they actually reserve the right to remove any features that come with the games console from day one.
Well, even if it was in the user license and terms of service... still removing it is obviously they're taking an advertised feature out, and
yeah,
you know, courts could potentially look at that.
I got a feeling that they'll just turn around and say, "We're really sorry, you're just gonna have to put up for it a while. Next firmware release, we'll put it back in."
I don't think they're gonna put it back in.
No, I
think they'll fight. I'm sure they'll fight with it and probably pay off those people, and that'll be the end of it.
Yep. Let's talk a bit about God of War Ghost of Sparta.
Okay, so God of War Chains of Olympus
is a PSP one as well.
So there was God of War Chains of Olympus first on the PSP.
Yep.
And now they're releasing God of War Ghost of Sparta, which takes place around where the original God of War was.
So where's that?
In the Greek mythological times.
Greek. all the people who are rioting because, yeah, they don't have any money now. Cool. Oh, you know what? That'll make a fantastic game. You're this guy, and there's a crowd of people protesting, and you just, like, go for it. Rah, 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 rah. No, yes, I get it. Too soon? Okay.
So you find out, like, where Kratos got his tattoo and his scar and how his family died.
Meh, la-di-da.
And to do with his family's deaths and stuff like that. And just like Chains of Olympus, it's an exclusive PSP version. And it's not coming out on anything else. And it's coming out later this year.
Medal of Honor, which we already knew about, is going to be coming out on October 15th across Europe.
Yep.
And this is going to be the first Medal of Honor game, which is going to be set in the present sort of day. It's going to be set in Afghanistan, and you're going to be a bunch of US people killing Afghan civilians in pointless, stupid war.
Yes.
How did I know you were going to say it like that?
Hey, when you're like the most powerful country in the world, and you go into one of the most backward, and you're fighting against people on motorbikes, no offense.
And getting your ass kicked.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
But yeah, so single player campaign is being developed by EA LA. And EA DICE are making the multiplayer of the game.
Oh, DICE are doing it. DICE doing the multiplayer. So that'd be good, because DICE have a fairly good track record with shootery games online.
But then, bang. And hopefully EA LA will do a good job of the single player.
EA LA. What did Westwood Studios get renamed as?
I'm not sure.
I'm trying to think. It was EA... Las Vegas then.
Yeah.
It sounds like more like CSI. EA Vegas. EA New York.
I know, it's hard, isn't it,
EA
to say.
EA LA. They've got so many studios now.
Yeah, they've changed to EA Las Vegas.
Okay.
I know, Los Angeles. So yeah.
That is Westwood.
Okay. Apparently the Westwood studio guys are making it.
But it depends who still works there.
Yeah, no one.
From Westwood. Might be one guy. I don't know.
I knew EA LA sounded familiar. EA LA. It's hard to say.
It is quite.
Let's talk a bit about Animal Color Cross.
Okay, so...
Whatever the hell this is.
No, I like Picross games. You know the 3D Picross game I got on the DS?
Hey, I've got a 2D one on my phone.
Yeah, and you got the 2D one, Picranium, is it called, on your phone? And then I've got like loads. I've got every other Picross game pretty much that comes out on DS and things like that. And there's one on the DS called Color Cross, which is also on Facebook. We found out Facebook version is actually better than the DS version.
I prefer MySpace.
Yes, Paul. The Facebook version is actually better than the DS version, which I'm quite sad to say. But they're now releasing a version on DSiWare, which I'm hoping will have the Facebook features. More of the Facebook features and less the original DS features. But it's coming out this spring for 500 points. If anyone doesn't know what Picross is, search it on the net. There's like Mario's Picross, that was one of the first... Well, actually, that wasn't one of the first ones on consoles. But check it out. It's really cool and really addictive and can get really, really hard. So if you like puzzle games, check it out.
Yes, also being released in the UK is German Truck Simulator. This is the sort of... twin to UK Truck Sim, which was sort of the twin to Euro Truck Sim.
Yes.
So now we get to drive around Deutschland.
Yes, and just Germany.
You're not driving German trucks, you're just driving trucks in Germany.
Well, you're driving a variety of trucks, I'm sure, around Germany.
Yes.
Okay.
It's coming out May 21st, and you get to do cargo hauling and stuff around 18 major German cities. I'm not sure if I actually know of 18 major German cities.
Berlin, Bonn, Hamburg, München.
München?
Munich.
I was going to say, did you mean Munich?
It's München.
Okay, München.
Can I add a useless piece of information in?
What?
At the end, when you finish.
But yeah, so it's like all other truck simulator games. So, you know, pick it up if you want to ride a truck around Germany. Because
by ride she means drive.
Drive and make money and buy better things and stuff like that.
Yeah, so Adam, what did you want to say?
In the UK now they brought out this thing where the police are driving around in Arctic lorries. So they can check up and see what people who drive lorries are actually doing in the cab, because obviously you can't see what they're doing in there. and they've actually pulled over so many people in the UK. They're not necessarily UK people, but people just driving trucks in the United Kingdom who are, they've got a gas stove next to them and they're cooking their dinner while driving or surfing the internet or doing the crossword or God knows about what other weird things that you should really not be doing while driving on a motorway. All because they know they can get away with it because no one can see what they're doing in the cab because everyone's lower than them.
Yeah, but the trucks drive themselves, don't they?
Well, so the Simpsons cartoon led you to believe.
Ran Homer drives trucks.
That was a big scam they had going, wasn't it?
It was a scam, yes.
Mm.
In an episode of The Simpsons.
Let's talk a bit about Civ 5, because, what they call it, Firaxis and like Steam have announced a special digital version called Extreme. Called Digital Deluxe Edition.
Yeah.
This is going to be on Steam and it's going to have stuff.
Yeah, you get a free Mesopotamia map.
Don't you know about Mesopotamia?
Map pack.
That was like the cradle of civilization.
That's what it's called, cradle of civilization. Did you just read that? Or did you not?
No, I didn't read that.
You didn't read that. Well, that's what the map pack is called. And yeah, the game itself, Civ 5, is coming out autumn this year.
Yeah, so is Civ 5 going to be any good? That is the key question.
I don't know.
Can it top Civ 4?
Did you know they had a Civ 3 for 75p recently on Steam? Complete collection.
That's why I've seen some people playing it on Steam.
Yeah, it went up for 75p. It's probably gone back down to...
Back down to 5p.
Well, actually, it used back up to, I think it was £3 usually.
Oh, that's too much.
But 75p, yeah. Tim was thinking of buying it, even though I think he's already got it.
Well, I might as well buy it again on Steam.
Well, for 75p, I'll buy it.
Why not have two versions?
Hey, that's what Steam does to people. You just randomly buy things if they're super cheap.
Yeah, the Bright Falls Alan Wake prequel episode for Jiggers have turned up on... Well, they turned up, what was it, a week and a half ago?
Sound like that.
Yeah, they turned up a while ago on Xbox Live.
So you got episode 1 and 2 on Xbox Live. Episode 3 should be on Xbox Live as well now, but we checked this morning it wasn't there. But if you go on brightfalls.com, you can get episodes 1, 2, and 3 and watch them via their own Silverlight. Can you get videos off of Silverlight? You can't, can you?
With a bit of work, you can, yeah.
Because so many people have put these on YouTube, and I can't figure out where they got them from.
Well, you just grab them off. The Silverlight is just a player like Flash.
Mm. But you can make it bigger. I like that.
Well, yeah.
Can you do that with Flash?
Well, if whoever wrote the Flash player wanted it to get bigger, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, Bright Falls is a prequel to Alan Wake, which Paul has watched and did not understand.
Yeah, it was like really weird. No offense, but WTF.
So it's set in a styling sort of similar to Twin Peaks.
Yeah, so should we just say what this is? This is like live action.
Yeah, it's a live action thing made by Microsoft as a prequel to Alan Wake. There should be some more ones coming up next week with the release of Alan Wake, as well as one coming after the release of the game, which I think is really annoying because I'd like to watch them all before I start the game, but I'll just have to wait. Another piece of Alan Wake news they've announced is that anyone who purchases the standard or limited collector's edition of Alan Wake will get a token kind of code that allows them to download the first piece of DLC that they release for absolutely free.
Free is good.
Yes, free is very good. As well as that, you also get like...
Gamercast is free. Gamercast download is free. It for free at www.gamercast.net.
Thank you, Paul. And as well You're as welcome. That... You also get a I am awake t-shirt, which is like a little avatar thing as well. But it's nice because I like that Heavy Rain did that with the special edition, giving you the free DLC. Yeah. And this is quite nice because free DLC is great.
Yes, and Adam will be talking a little bit about Little Big Planet 2 because apparently it's getting announced soon.
Yeah, we mentioned a while ago about the fact that a guy twittered that his song has been given its license to be in Little Big Planet 2, and obviously no one had announced that the game was coming out, and I said that a few weeks ago. Media Molecule announced on their Twitter feed, I don't know if they put it on their website, that they turned around and said, yes, all of the rumors are true, we are in development of Little Big Planet 2, and we were going to be announcing officially what's in the game tomorrow. But I found out from an article on NeoGAF.
NeoGAF.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
I think so. And it was off there.
I don't know what you're on about.
You never heard of it? Okay, sorry.
Basically, they were saying that not only is it going to be a side-scrolling platforming game, but they've created new tools that enable players to create racing games, puzzle games, Space Invader clones, role-playing games, and even real-time strategy games, which I think is absolutely amazing if that is what they're actually doing with it. They've also said that you will be able to create short films using Sackboy as a character and record them as well as recording your own sound effects. You'll be able to create your own cutscenes using Sackboy to be put into your game, as well as you get a Sackboy bot. So you can actually create a Sackboy, which is a bot-controlled computer character that plays through the game. And they said that all of the levels, costumes, and downloadable content from Little Big Planet 1 will carry over into Little Big Planet 2.
Cool.
I was going to say, if that is true and that's what gets released tomorrow, I am going to be like the excited person in the entire world for Little Big Planet 2, because that's going to be amazing.
I was going to say, with that cutscene stuff and the filming stuff, it sounds like someone that works at Media Molecule worked at Lionhead and worked on the movies, and they brought it over.
Yeah.
At least that's my opinion, if they're putting all that stuff in it. But it'd be cool, because
I think it's the way the community's gone, it's pushing that thing, isn't it?
Mm. Hopefully people will use it, but I mean, loads of people made levels, so, yeah.
I must admit, some of the levels that people have been doing, to have the ability to be able to do cutscenes, because they found ways of actually creating your own random cutscene for the opening bits, the same way they do for most of the main games, where it looks like the camera's doing a big pan past something, and then all of a sudden Sackboy turns up. But what you don't realize is the entire scenery you're looking at, Sackboy is in a device behind the scenery slowly moving along, which makes the camera pan, because the camera always stays with Sackboy.
Yep.
So a lot of like the downloadable content for Pirates of the Caribbean, which obviously was done by Media Molecule, the whole camera comes down with all the stuff happening, but what you don't realize is Sackboy is actually behind everything, being lowered down, and then he pops out of the bottom. So to be able to do your own pans and shots and be able to edit in because I'm not sure if they've said cutscenes and also short films. So I'm presuming you can actually use Sackboy to make your own short film, but on the other side, you're able to actually make a cutscene that you can put into the game, and then put it on top of that, the fact if you're able to make Space Invader games, racing games, puzzle games, role-playing games, and real-time strategy games. I think that is an amazing tool for people to use their imagination and create whatever they want.
It's a shame just that you can't get it out of Little Big Planet. But
yeah.
Of course they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So that's cool. We look forward to finding out if that actually happens tomorrow and gets announced. 100% officially by Media Molecule with some sort of press release. So next up, we briefly mentioned London Expo, or London MCM Expo. Was that, like, the last show? I think that was the last show. And they've officially announced...
It was the show which never made it.
No.
The show that never happened.
It did happen.
The show that must never be spoken of.
It was in 196, maybe, at the end we mentioned it. There you go, see, we mentioned it on the last show. See, I remember my thing.
Oh, whatever.
Rude. So one thing we mentioned was that no games had been announced that they were going to be at MCM Expo yet. And they've now officially announced that there's going to be Blur... for anyone that didn't play the beta.
Meh.
So Activision has Blur and Transformers War of the Cybertron.
Ooh.
As their two main playable games, as well as a few other games that they'll have there, which haven't been announced. Rising Star are going to have No More Heroes 2, which will be cool, as well as Samurai Showdown Sen. Showdown? Yeah, I said that right. As a playable thing. For anyone that hasn't bought it yet, because of course it came out a couple of weeks back. Konami are having an official Yu-Gi-Oh! DS National Championship for the World Championship 2010 title. I didn't think they sold that well on DS. Have you had any? Seen any little kids wanting?
No.
Yu-Gi-Oh! DS? No? Oh. Well, yeah, so there's going to be that on the Sunday. And then Tecmo and Koei are going to be there, but it hasn't been announced what they have. I hope they have Fist and All-Star, but I'm really sure they won't. P-Cube are going to have BlazBlue there to play.
Calamity Trigger.
Yeah.
Not Calamity Trigger, that Quantum Shift.
Quantum Shift.
Are you on about Blaze Blue?
Well, they're going to have the one that's already out.
Oh, yeah. The one that's already out is Calamity Trigger, which is already out.
They'll have that one to play. I don't know if they'll have the new one to play, but you never know. They might do. Nintendo will be there, of course, and loads of other people, but that's all that's confirmed so far. I hope EA will be confirmed with having something there as well, because that'd be cool. But yeah. So there's some games there to play. Yay.
Cool.
More importantly... Way more importantly.
Yes, very importantly, Paul.
StarCraft 2 will be coming out on the 27th of July, so that's only 2.5 months away. Well, yeah, the Collector's Edition, which is going to be, what, 60 quid?
£69.99.
70 quid. Comes with a 2 gigabyte USB drive, which is a replica of Jim Raynor's dog tag. I didn't know he had one, but I guess he does.
Of course he does. He's an army man.
Yeah. Well, he's not really an army man. He's just like a guy.
Okay.
With a motorbike. It comes preloaded with StarCraft Brood War, which is fun because you can just stick it in a computer and play StarCraft Brood War. It also comes with a behind-the-scenes DVD. It also comes with a soundtrack CD. It also comes with a comic book issue zero, whatever the hell that means.
Prequel-ish type comic book. They sometimes do zeros before they do the number one.
Yeah, it also comes with, more importantly, a World of Warcraft in-game pet.
Yep.
Which is good for all those people who also play World of Warcraft.
Will you get an achievement for getting that, do you reckon?
It'll be like one of your feats of strength, which don't count as achievement points. Exclusive Battle.net downloadable content, which we're not
100% sure what that is. No, it hasn't been 100% announced what that is.
And it comes with an art book.
Yes. But more importantly, it's coming out July 27th.
Yes.
I've pre-ordered a special edition.
Which I'm having.
Which Paul's having. Because he likes me, and he's nice.
Because Catherine won't ever play it.
I might play it.
I offered her a beta key, and she didn't take it.
I'm liking my beta key.
That's just because I don't like fighting against people.
Yeah, I find it a bit weird, because I'm not very good at StarCraft, because the first time I've ever played StarCraft was against Paul on this beta. So I had a clue what the hell I was doing. It was definitely the Anne versus way, the six-year-old child.
Adam, I watched our replay last night, and for the first minute and a half, you didn't do anything.
I was clicking on all the stuff going, so what do I use to build
something?
Because
you won't see that, will you?
And then you sent all your SCVs off somewhere else when you're supposed to be using them to mine resources.
No, I didn't realize I had to mine or whatever. It's just getting the mechanics of the style of game it is. Of what
you get the hang of it. We'll do a co-op game tonight.
You get the ones where you have to go somewhere and collect something, or you've got the ones where you just build something and that creates it, and you've just got to build more of it to create it.
In StarCraft and WarCraft 3, you always have dudes which are collecting, and then you take them off to build something and bring them back.
I'm quite liking StarCraft 2 from the quick go I had at playing against Paul, although playing against Paul in an RTS is... It's like trying to be an ant and trying to have a massive war against a six-year-old with a magnifying glass. I'm just never going to win. He, like, toys with me for ages and ages. Bottlenecked me into a corner. I came out with all these big mechs and started attacking him, and then he flattened me. And then I logged out because my laptop actually ran out and I didn't realize, and the screen just went dead. And I was like, oh my god, I was nearly not winning. But... I quite like it. I think I'm definitely going to buy it when it comes out. I just can't get the hang of the fact that the bases fly. I find that a bit weird.
Terran bases have always done that.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of Command & Conquer, where you could pack the base up into a truck and then drive it somewhere. And
it's a mobile construction vehicle.
Yeah, and I was just kind of like, I'm not used to the idea of picking it up and going somewhere. I like the idea of it because you're picking up resources that run out and then you're going to have to move and go somewhere else instead of just leaving the base or destroying it and getting money back. The fact that you can just pick up and go.
Yeah. There's also some new Battle.net features.
Yep.
Well, I say new features, there's really one feature, which is Facebook integration.
Yes.
So now all my friends can get spammed with my Battle.net stuff.
Yes, and then that way as well you can find out what friends, of course, have Battle.net accounts, and then you might play StarCraft 2 with someone you knew in school and didn't even have StarCraft 2.
I only have one niggle with StarCraft 2. What? They need to sort out the chat channel. Because why? I ended up just trying to click to open up and I couldn't find it. I ended up with three different ways that if I typed in it, it would talk to you.
Well, yeah, that's because
I
you
had
were
two personals and one party open. And I was like, how the hell am I keep opening the same window? And I actually end up with two of them open. I'm like, I've got choice and I can't see the character. I was just going around going,
maybe that's right. Adam wasn't playing too much. He was too busy trying to chat.
He said something to me. And I was the reason why I wasn't moving straight away was I was actually trying to find the chat window so I can go, hi, back again.
Okay, Adam, here's the controls. When you're in a game, press enter and then you can type something in.
Can you not press T?
No, it's enter.
Or is that a whole valve thing?
I don't know if T works, but it's always been enter in Blizzard games to talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's same with World of Warcraft, Adam. You press enter to talk.
I was expecting it to be more of a, you know, find the window. And I did find the window and I found you and I clicked on it.
The window you were talking into was, depending on how you're set up in StarCraft, there's a few different ways how you can talk. You can just private message people by right-clicking on their name in your friends list and saying send message. That will send them a private message, which will show up in its own window, private conversation between you two. Then you've got the party chat.
Yeah, did that one, and the private message, and the message to all people.
Yeah, which will talk to, like, say, three or four people, whoever's in your party. Then you've got the actual lobby in-game chats, which is just enter. Mm. So yeah, when you're in a game, Adam, just press enter.
I'll just hit enter next time.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about the menus and all the jibber-jabber in the corner.
Yeah, there's too much jibber-jabber.
Let's talk a bit about Red Dead Redemption, because this game will be coming out on the 21st. Yeah, 21st of May.
Rockstar have announced a free bit of DLC that they're releasing with the game. I'm not sure if it's coming out. No, it's coming out around June time, and it's a co-op mission pack called Outlaws to the End.
That was Outlaws to the End.
What did it sound like I said?
You were talking, and then you said it really quietly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Outlaws to the End.
Outlaws to the End, and they're hoping that it will offer a new way for the players to play, and of course then hoping that people will still be playing it, because they will be releasing it in June, a couple of months, actually. A month.
A couple of weeks
after the game comes out.
Yeah, there's also been a Humongo patch for X3 Terran Conflict released, which has basically made it all Steam compatible. So you now have trophies.
Yes.
And all the Steam sort of stuff. For those using Steam, and for those who don't use Steam, they can download the patch and it will transform it into a Steam version.
Oh, really?
That's what we talked about last week, wasn't it?
I thought it was only for Steam versions.
I thought you could download the patch and it would make it into Steam compatible version.
Maybe.
While we're talking about Steam, I'd guess, I think it's around about 15th or 16th of May they're going to be releasing the client for Mac.
Yeah, wasn't that originally supposed to be last month?
No, I got it wrong. Last month was the beta.
Originally,
so the beta came out.
Okay, I'll let you off.
They've been doing the beta.
As well as a new patch for X3, it has a Dead is Dead mode, which I think is cool. Paul doesn't think is cool. Because, so it's like the whole steel battalion. You get killed.
If you die, you're already dead.
Your save games are deleted. You can never go back.
Whoa.
I like that.
Adam, yeah, it's not good for X3 where you waste even
hours and hours.
I've played it for 20 hours.
Yeah.
That's a fair bit of time considering.
Apart from X2, where I got to that bit where you had to go to that blown up Stargate jump place and look for this plaque that I never found.
I never found it either.
No, and I got that bored. I was like, I paid hard-earned money for this game, and I can't go any further. Right, onto the internet.
Well, you could have just flown off and do something else.
Well, no, instead I gave myself around about a billion credits and went and bought myself a Starfleet. Which, even if you've got unlimited money on that game, doesn't help you, because not everywhere has got loads of ammo, so I ended up with...
Just build your own ammo factories.
No, I eventually got around to doing that. But I like the fact you just can't buy everything because there isn't enough to fill everything, even though you're the only person actually playing the game. Weird game, but I do like it.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters,
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. GamerCast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. Okay, we've got a couple of letters this week. We have one from Charlotte.
As usual.
As usual, she says, "Hi guys. Great episode. I loved it when Paul was ignoring what Catherine was saying about Bright Falls in regards to what Bright Falls was. You probably won't remember what I'm talking about, though. Oh yeah, there's no confirmation on whether the Doctor Who adventure games will be available outside of the United Kingdom, and BBC Worldwide is handling them outside, so they may get released as a game. Who knows? Well, no one knows at the moment. Yay, I got last week's name that game. As for this week's, I'm stumped. I'm going to guess Typhoo Wrath of the Tiger, as it sounds like Tigger is in there. Not a clue. Love the show. P.S. Winnie the Pooh is awesome. Charlotte."
Okay, Paul added the Tigger and Winnie the Pooh just saying no. Thank you, Paul.
I did no such thing.
But I would agree, Winnie the Pooh is awesome, but Tigger is better. I'm a big Tigger fan.
Yeah, we've also got one from some guy called Steve. I think this guy is in my GamerCast Lord of Ultimate Alliance.
Yes.
Yeah, he says, "Hi guys." Wait, isn't this just Charlotte again?
No, it's not Charlotte.
Hi guys, it sounds a bit similar. "After listening to GamerCast for a while, now I thought it about time I should let you guys know how much I appreciate what you do." What? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Don't tap me on the shoulder and pull faces at me.
Okay.
"Congrats on producing a top show each week, and thanks." Thanks, Steve, that was a fun letter.
Thank you for someone saying that we're actually cool. I like that.
Oh, wait, there's more.
I was going to say, are you going to read any more out?
Yeah, so basically he has a go at me for saying how rubbish Ubisoft is.
Yeah, so Adam wasn't on the last
Yeah, Adam
episode.
Wasn't here, so whatever.
So we mentioned, like, the Ubisoft scrapping paper manuals. I don't know if you heard of that at all.
No?
That's because you don't listen to GamerCast, Adam.
Yeah. So as of when Sean White's skateboarding comes out...
Wait. Sean Hunter's skateboarding.
No, Paul.
And Sean Hunter's snowboarding.
Okay, Paul. So when that comes out this year, there's not going to be a manual in it, and you're going to get a digital manual.
Yes, which means it's going to be great for those working in retail where we have nowhere to put the disc now.
Yes.
So yeah, basically,
like they were very colourful manuals, though, were they?
Basically, let me get to the argument. Steve basically says that Ubisoft do turn off their computers, and he then calls into question me saying the paper is not such a bad way to spend your energy on, because then he then quotes it, you know, produces 6,000 pounds, who knows what the hell a pound is, of CO2, blah blah blah, contaminated water waste. There's tons of water. Who cares? But yeah, basically, if you produce stuff in France, 90% nuclear power. Most of those carbon emissions are gone straight away. So it's a net carbon intake from the environment. So I'm still holding my position on that, because I did say at the time, if you use renewable or nuclear sources, you're going to be taking carbon out of the atmosphere. So yeah. Yeah, this really doesn't make sense now. It's been like 2 weeks ago since we talked about this.
We don't remember what happened so much.
Yeah, he then goes, "Well, now I got that off my chest and hopefully made it clear. A great show, guys, keep up the good work. Oh, and if you need me to back up my claims, I can always get Ubisoft representative to join you maybe on the show 1 week and talk about it. Thanks, Steve."
Yes. Thank you, Steve.
That is a fun letter. A fun letter, which we will decline your offer to get a Ubisoft guy on, because put it this way, the DRM issue would be the number one thing he would get a right go at. Because I want Silent Hunter 5. They screwed up Silent Hunter 5.
I was going to say, I don't think we'd want a guy / girl on, just due to the fact that Paul would get quite angry, I'm sure.
Yeah. I know someone
Anger
who works
is
at
my
Ubisoft.
Middle name.
Yes.
Hi.
I know someone who works at Ubisoft, but I wouldn't be tempted to get them on.
What do they do there?
He's lead animator at Montreal's Ubisoft.
Does the lead animator build the DRM system?
No. He's in charge of all the animation.
Anyway.
Yeah, you can send your feedback to feedback@gamercast.net or leave it on the blog at gamercast.net or blah blah Twitter, blah blah blah.
Facebook, blah 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 blah.
Anyway, let's get on with the most important bit of the show.
Yes.
It's time for
Name
That game.
Okay, so last week you would have heard this. At the time, Catherine had no guess. Adam was on the show, so he didn't guess. So I will give Adam and Catherine the opportunity to guess again now.
I know the answer, so I'm not going to guess.
Oh, you know the answer.
Yes,
oh.
Because we did this show last week.
Yeah, that was on the episode that never was.
I know. So I'm not going to cheat and say what I think it is because I know what it is.
I don't recognize it, to be honest.
Okay, so nobody wins.
No, nobody wins.
All right, nobody actually guessed it either. We had not one letter or anything which guessed it. Charlotte's guess of Typhoon Riffer the Tigger was wrong. The answer was, however, God of War 2.
No, I've never played God of War. I only played the
You've never
last
played
one.
It, but you have a PlayStation. You got a PS3.
I got rid of my PlayStation 2 when the first two God of Wars came out, and I have a PlayStation 3 that doesn't play at backwards compatibility.
Well, they've released the God of War collection.
Yeah, £25. You can get the original two games remastered for PlayStation 3.
I played number 3, and it was alright. It's just not my type of game. I got a little bit bored with it a bit too quick. I think I've grown out of hack and slash games a bit. I got too many other games on my gaming list of need to have that are a bit
dude,
more higher.
Dude, you didn't have to justify me why you didn't play that rubbish game. Right, let's get on with this week's.
Yes.
Which I will just play for everyone now. Any guesses?
Even though I heard this last week on the no show, I still don't know what this is. You played it to me on your phone, and I still don't know what it is. And you said, no, that's nothing to me, when I had guesses, and I don't know. I don't know.
Adam.
It sounds like it should be on the Wii, but the thing that's really put me off is that growl sounds like it's actually you, Paul, that's growling over the recording.
Does it now?
I think it sounds like an adventure game. As in point and click.
Well, I think on the episode that never was.
Yes, the episode that was never
I
was.
Said it was on
one thing.
Two or three platforms, I think.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Actually, it was on at least three platforms.
Hmm.
Any other clues?
It's got a dog in it.
Wow, I never would have guessed. You're so great, Paul, with your amazing clues. Any other clues that aren't blatantly obvious?
One of the platforms was the PC.
Well, that puts my idea. I was thinking that it was kind of reminding me of the feel of... what's that moon farm game called?
Harvest Moon.
Thank you. I had Harvest Moon stuck in my head at first. That's the first thing that popped into my head that sounds like it. It sounds kind of farmy-ish.
I'll give you another clue. It definitely isn't Harvest Moon. All right, okay. So Catherine's guess...
Can I guess, like... I know it's totally wrong, but like a Discworld game.
Discworld game-ish. And Adam, guess...
That it's definitely not Harvest Moon.
Adam, Death, not Harvest Moon.
What a great guess.
I think I'm going to get a point for that.
Not that you get a point for saying what it isn't, because you could just say, it's not Final Fantasy, or it's not Halo.
It's not Duke Nukem.
It's not Duke Nukem.
New releases this week.
First, and totally most importantly... We have.
You want to say this, don't you? No, you say it, because you say it good.
What did I do this to deserve? What? What? What did I do to deserve this, my lord?
There you go.
Two.
Yes. So this actually came out last
You're
week.
You're the king? I vote for you.
This actually came out last week and was on the no-show, but I wanted to mention it again this week because it sounds quite cool.
Help, help, I'm being oppressed.
Okay, so you play the bad guys. And you've got to stop the good guys.
Wait a minute. Who are the bad guys?
The evil overlord.
Evil overlord?
You're the evil overlord.
I'm an evil overlord.
Yes, and you've got to stop the heroes from invading your dungeon of bad guys.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. So it's a tower defense that is...
Oh, what do you say though?
It's tower defense only on the PSP.
PSP, meh.
And you stop the good guys from entering your dungeons, so you've got to set up things.
Wait a minute, why is this first on the list?
Just because it was last week, that's why.
It came out last week?
Yes.
So but why is it on this week's
release? Because I wanted to give it a mention.
Because you just wanted me to do the voice.
Yeah.
Let's just do it again. What did I do to deserve this, my lord? Two.
But a cool thing with it as well.
You're the king.
You get.
Well, I ain't heard for you.
You get the second game as well as the first game on the game, if that makes sense. You get the original and this number two on your on the UMD. But the first one was not called that. It was called Holy Invasion of Privacy Bad Man. I like that title.
Lost Planet 2 comes out on Tuesday.
Yes, it does. Which takes place 10 years after the first game. And all the snow has melted. And it's all jungly. And stuff.
Alan Wake comes out on Friday.
Yes, Alan Wake, awesomeness, comes out on Friday, which will hopefully be good. Alan Wake brought to us by the guys who made Max Payne 1 and 2.
Max Payne was a good game.
Max Payne was a good game. And
the movie's weird.
So Alan Wake is set in a place called Bright Falls. And you play Alan Wake, who is an author. And weird stuff starts happening. You should also check out Bright Falls, like we mentioned previously on the show, because it helps set the scene really well.
Skate 3 comes out Friday.
Skate 3 is
a follow-on to Skate 2. This is a skateboarding game where you play as a guy or girl, on a
skateboard. It's actually kind of fun.
Yeah,
you
Catherine
haven't actually added much to it apart from the ability to do dark side maneuver.
Yeah, they added a skate park creator.
They've added a skate park.
That's huge.
Yeah, dude. On Friday,
mate was giving me the whole, oh, they haven't had much. It's not that great.
But well, I haven't played one or two.
I've got one.
Hmm?
On Friday, people will be able to download GamerCast branded skate parks.
Wow. Of some sort. Or maybe just a logo or a skateboard.
Yeah.
GamerCast skateboard.
I'm not going to make any guarantees and say these skate parks will be good. But they will be GamerCast related somehow.
Yes.
Maybe they'll have Adam's corpse on the ground with a skateboard on his head. Or maybe they will just say
GamerCast. That's normally how I look in a skate park. That has nearly happened to me once. I went and tried to pull off a 540 off the launch box at Bath Skate Park. And a skateboarder came up the other end. And when I came down, I got one flash of his face. And then he looked up, saw me spinning. I managed to stop myself. And the only way to stop you rotating is to stick your arms out. And I basically put my elbow straight through the front bridge of his glasses and snapped his glasses. And then he threw his skateboard at my head.
That was nice.
I was luckily wearing a helmet at the time when it hit me in the back of the head.
One other thing they've added. Did you have tutorials of some sort in the originals? Okay, so in this one, you've got Skate School.
Yeah, and it's...
And it's got Jason Lee in it of My Name is Earl fame, who I heard recently is a Scientologist.
Okay, you know, do not buy this game. This game supports Scientology by paying him money, and he no doubt donates some of that money to Scientology.
You know, one of the other reasons why he's in Skate 3, apart from the fact that he's really funny?
He's cheap.
Wow.
Do you know what his job was before he was an actor?
A bad actor.
Not really.
Yeah, pro skateboarder.
Okay.
One of the first films he was in, he was a skateboarder. He's a very good skateboarder, actually.
Okay, that's cool. One thing as well that I thought was cute, at the start of the game, there's a film.
This isn't a review.
I know, but there's a film at the start of the game which has all the skateboarders there in it. I thought that was a nice thing.
Is Tony Hawk in it?
No, Tony Hawk is not in it.
Let's play Tony Hawk Ride.
I've worn a hole in the carpet again.
But yeah, so I thought it was kind of fun. I find it a bit hard, though.
It's good. It's very realistic in the manoeuvres, the fact the way you use the analog stick to do stuff.
So next up, we have Darkness Within 2, The Dark Lineage, which is a PC title. Oh, by the way, Skate 3 comes out PC, PS3 and 360 only. Darkness Within 2 is a PC game, which is inspired by Lovecraft. The H.P. Lovecraft? Cthulhu? No? Okay.
I don't know, I can't hear what you're saying.
H.P. Lovecraft. Have you heard of him? No? Okay.
I've heard of Doctor Strangelove.
Okay.
Is it the same guy?
okay, so Darkness Within 2 is a point-and-click game, which is full 3D, and it has a darker side to it in a sense because it's in the Lovecraftian world. So yeah, it's got to do with, well, it's kind of like a horror point and click, really.
But are there nuclear bombers in it?
Nuclear bombers? What?
No, okay. Yeah,
what are you quoting from? What are you referencing? Nuclear bomb? Oh, Doctor Strangelove. Okay. Yeah? Okay. But yeah, so it's an eerie, horror-esque adventure game. Okay? PC only.
Fun.
Last up coming out this week is 3D Dot Game Heroes.
Wait, haven't we had this for ages?
Yes, we have had this for ages. It's coming out this week.
Oh, where did we get it from?
South Peak Games.
Oh, it's just one of our review copies.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was out.
No.
Oh, no, I've been giving people copies. Oh, no.
Yes, Paul. But yeah, so 3D Game Heroes, we've got a review on the Gamecast website as well, is finally coming out, where we've mentioned it previously as well. So you play a pixel hero. There's a character creator in it as well, so you can create your own whatever you want. So you can...
Yeah, your Link.
You can play as a Dot. You could make a Link. They've also got... You can load in the characters that already exist in the game and then change the colours around and add bits and bobs to them if you don't think you're up to making a whole character. Because it's quite odd making something from pixels.
Three-dimensional pixel box.
Yeah.
And really, they're voxels. A voxel is a volumetric pixel.
Oh. I thought it was a car.
No, that's a voxel.
But yeah, so it's...
They're not as good.
It's a 3D RPG, very similar to A Link to the Past, aka Zelda. And it has a lot of... Well, it's kind of a parody RPG, because it makes a lot of references to real world things, or just kind of gamey things. And yeah, it's cool.
It looks amazing.
It's really good.
It's on my list of games to buy.
We recommend that. We also recommend Alan Wake hugely this week.
Yes, hugely.
Hugely. There's a collector's edition of Alan Wake as well, if you haven't pre-ordered it. Because of the book.
And yeah, like I said, we'll have our Gamercast skate parks up at some point this week.
Yes, we will.
They will be out in time for release.
Yes.
What's your new book like that you got? You got the new Tomb Raider book, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm actually, after Gamercast, going to record a video for the Gamercast channel.
Hang on a minute, dude. I need to edit the show.
Why?
So I can upload it.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know. I'm just saying.
And then
that
you're going to play StarCraft with me.
Okay, I'll do the show tomorrow. I'll play StarCraft with you tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay. Monday is going to be the new Gamercast release date.
Okay. If you want. Either way, I'll be putting a video up of the Tomb Raider art book.
Which you'll be able to find on YouTube.
Yes, youtube.com/gamercast.net.
Yeah, maybe Sean can drop us an email with his offer for how much he wants to pay for it. Then we can just buy a new one.
It cost me over £100.
Yeah, I told him it'd be a couple of hundred quid.
Yes. Although it's sadly not numbered, even though it's at 2,000.
Previews and or reviews.
Kuchibo! Okay, we've got one little thing to talk about this week, which is the Halo Reach multiplayer beta, which was released on...
The 3rd?
Whenever it was.
Yeah,
earlier
Monday.
This month.
It was the 3rd.
It was the Monday. Yeah. It was Bank Holiday Monday.
Yeah, so me and Adam have both played it. Who wants to go first?
Well, I'll go first because I've only played it for a short period of time because the people I was playing with had said that it does crash a lot and locks you out and you have to come out and start again. And I played a whole entire match, and then when it was loading into the next match, it crashed. And I basically had to get myself out by resetting my Xbox. Everyone else stayed put, so I'm guessing that if you wait there long enough, eventually it kicks you into the next match. But I got bored and moved on. But for what I played, it was very good.
Well, yeah, shall we just say it is a beta, so crashes are not to be unexpected.
Yeah, you know, you're doing the beta here, so as they're playing around, they're moving bits and bobs. And it is just a fact-finding mission for Bungie to work out how they want to change anything from where it's at the moment. One thing that I did find from playing it did have kind of like a Modern Warfare-esque first-person shooter thing where you've got all of the different ways you want to play.
Yeah, it's got different classes. So you've got a scout role, I can't remember the role. So you've got a flying role where you've got the jetpack.
Which is cool.
Well, it's probably more of a rocket jetpack so it can work in space.
Yes.
Yeah, you've got like an assault one and then another one as well.
I do like the new assault rifle they got with the scope on the end. That was quite nice. They've got like a sneaking one as well. So when you hit the jetpack button that would make you fly, you cloak, and you can only cloak for a short period of time, which I thought was quite nice. It's
irritating as hell.
Yeah. But yeah, it was quite nice on that aspect. I'm liking.
Wait, I didn't like this. I preferred Halo, where you just have a standard class, which everyone is, and you pick up your weapons.
It's going into a different realm of things, and it does feel like if you want to play old school Halo, you just play Halo 3. You want to play something different with a mate, you play Firefight on ODST, and then if you want to play something a bit more like Modern Warfare because that's your flavor, and you've gone off normal Halo, then obviously you can go into this but still be a Spartan. The thing I did like about it was the fact that they got, obviously because there's no single player on the game as far as I'm aware, it is just multiplayer, isn't it?
Yes.
What I was led to believe, yeah. Obviously because of that, all of the armor is not set to achievements, it's set to in-game currency, so like in other things like Modern Warfare and such like, you unlock and pay for upgrades to your armor so that you can have a different helmet, and then you can put visors and these night vision goggles things strapped to the side of your head and God knows what else. And the same with all the chest pieces. You can change to a different chest piece and then bolt on extra bits. I don't know if they actually do anything. It might just be for aesthetics.
I think it's
I think it's just so that you actually look like a completely different Spartan to someone else. Color scheme look pretty much works the same. They got the similar types of logos with extra bits put in with the way that you can color them up. So it still keeps that, you know, if you are known as a particular color with you and the rest of your teammates when you play Halo 3, you'll be able to set yourself up in a similar color scheme in this one. Bar that, one of the missions I was playing was kind of that it looked like a clone of that level that we have on Halo 3 where you're at the bottom of the hill by the water and you've got to work your way up the hill to that half-falling down fence with a big gate in it and you've got to climb over and there's bunkers and everyone's shooting you from the other side and it's like a one-ended get the castle, grab the flag sort of map. Can't remember what it's called on Halo 3, but it kind of reminded me a little bit like that, like it was that map, but it had been redone, redesigned, and looked all... The graphics look better, but I don't know how much better. I think I would really need to play it with another Xbox playing maps on Halo 3 to be able to get a grasp of how
much... they've obviously done some improvements to the graphics, but it's still, at the end of the day, a tweaked Halo 3 engine.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, it's not Modern Warfare 2.
It doesn't feel like Halo 1 to Halo 2.
No, it feels different.
Or Halo 2 to Halo 3. It kind of feels like ODST to Halo 3, where it was like the same engine, they've just tweaked a lot more. So obviously ODST was tweaked a lot for the fact that the whole game, half the game is actually in the dark. So they had to tweak the lighting effects to get everything very atmospheric. It just feels like that, like it is just a tweak on the engine. But the fact that it's an entire game that is based off multiplayer only, and they're not trying to have a massive story about Master Chief kicking the Covenant's ass, has hope for me, hoping that it, because at the end of the day, everyone ends up just playing Halo for the multiplayer, that a game from the get-go, it is all about you kicking ass. I'm hoping that it'll be a lot better. I must admit, I haven't played in, obviously, the one game, so I didn't play any major of the games. And on the beta, they are swapping backwards and forwards to what is actually available on certain days. I think different types of maps and scenarios are available because they're trying to get everybody through all the scenarios and maps one at a time so they can see what's actually wrong with them before they kick the game out.
I mean, it's all right, but they tried to make it different, which, I mean, for some people...
It's too different.
Yeah, I mean, if I want to play Battlefield or Modern Warfare, I'd play Battlefield or Modern Warfare. If I want just an arcade multiplayer shooter, I'll play Halo.
And it depends what else they added in. If it's just like, this is... it feels similar because you're just playing the beta, and when you play the real game, it, you realize, actually, no, that's just something that's similar. The rest, it needs to be like that to fill in the gaps.
Yeah, no, I mean, not having to pick up weapons. That, I mean, picking up your weapons is a main feature. Like, in previous Halo games, you'd just start with, like, an SMG or something.
Yeah.
You know, if you wanted a proper rifle, you'd have to find it. Or the map would decide what weapons you start with. And this is all down to class. You can still pick up weapons in the map, like, you know, the funky Covenant sword and things like that. But I like picking up weapons. I don't see the problem with picking up weapons.
I am curious whether or not that's actually a game feature, or whether or not that's been done purposely by Bungie for the beta to see what weapons are like. For if people are all using these weapons and on these builds, that they're for the balance issues. I'm not sure. Because they are known for doing that, of actually cutting a lot of stuff out of the game so that they can focus on certain parts of the game to make sure that they balance right in the game.
Yeah, summing up, if you've got ODST, check it out. It's only, what, 1.5 gig or something? It's not too big to download. Mm. If you're thinking about getting ODST for it, I don't know if I would.
At least
not with the just tiny handful of maps and game modes they have at the moment.
Yeah, if you don't already have ODST and... say for argument's sake, you've got Halo 3, you weren't too keen on ODST, and you've got all of the downloadable content for the multiplayer, I would probably suggest if you'd want it for the beta, one thing that is quite cool with the way the beta system works, go to Blockbuster or any other rental place and rent the game, because if you rent it and then you download the beta, you know, if the person before you rented it and downloaded the beta, you can still do it. It's not
just there's no download key. You just go to the camp. You put the campaign disc in, and you just select the the Halo Reach beta from the menu.
And once you've downloaded it, the only way you can access it to make it play again is from the menu on ODST game. Yeah. So you can only play the beta as long as you've got the game. So if you just wanted to give it a 5 days worth, I'd say probably rent it instead of actually paying the money for ODST. If you weren't too keen on having it. Otherwise, ODST, I've been playing on it recently, seeing I've been playing the beta, and it is a weird game compared to most Halo games, but it's worth it. And for me, I thought it was good to have because the fact that the second disc has got all of Halo 3 multiplayer with every single map on it, which is quite nice.
Yeah. Alrighty, that pretty much sums up that. Yeah. Next week, we'll have reviews about...
We're going to have reviews?
Well, you've got Skate 3, haven't you?
Oh.
Alan Wake.
Actually, we'll have... we might have Charlotte on.
To talk about?
Prince of Persia. She's going to an event. She's also going to the EA Showcase.
Sounds fun.
So she's going to get to play a load of new EA games.
I'm looking forward to that.
And so we'll have her on to talk about loads of stuff. We may have reviews as well, but the thing is, we don't want to make it too long, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have Alan Wake, and I've got Skate 3, so... We might have something.
Woohoo!
I do have some reviews I've held back of new games that I've bought recently, but I'm not buying any more games for a little while because the good news is I've actually bought a house. It's the most money I've ever spent on a single item in my entire life, and it hairs the crap out of me. So yeah, I bought a house.
I guess 25 grand's quite expensive.
So new house, save money, got to pay for the move. Buying video games when I move.
And now you've got to pay money for the next 40 years.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's about 30 years, the mortgage is. But obviously, we'll move before we pay it off. So, yeah, it's fun. Cool.
Okay, so we will be back next week. Yes? People?
Yes.
Catherine?
Date may be different.
So what does that mean?
I don't know.
Well, what are you doing?
We'll definitely have a show.
Adam needs to know when it is. What day are we looking at?
I'm not sure.
Where are you going?
It's my niece's birthday.
Oh,
on the Sunday?
On the Sunday, yeah.
Well, I know I'm free in the evening because I'm taking my mum to the airport on Sunday so she can go to Canada. Volcano permitted. That's just a weird thing to say. Can I get a flight today? Depends on the volcano eruptions. If it's erupting, you might not be able to fly. It was like you should be watching out for low-flying pterodactyls when you go out.
All right, well, we'll sort out next week's episode at some point.
Yes, I'll find out after the show.
Okay.
I will text Adam with the revised date if it's not going to be a ridiculous time.
You can tell him via StarCraft.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah.
With the enter key.
Yes, the enter key.
Enter key. Or so, we could leave. Yeah, carry on.
So yeah, you can leave feedback.
On the blog.
On the blog. Which can be found where, Catherine?
Gamercast.net.
Gamercast.net, huh? Yeah, you can also email us feedback at gamercast.net, subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/gamercast.net, spelled out. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes, there's a link on the website for that.
And review us.
We've got review things on there, yeah, please review us because it looks like we suck.
and follow us on Twitter.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/gamercast. Steam. Facebook, just search for Gamercast, we're a group. On Steam, are we just called Gamercast? We are.
Just go to the website and just the links on there.
Yeah, just go to the website. There's links for everything on there, forums, blah, 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 blah. Just go on there and just say everything to us and leave us letters and review us and God knows what. Yeah?
Yay!
And we'll catch you next week.
Next week.
Bye, bye.
Bye.